two kind.
Hello, 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 everyone. I am Miss September, and you are back. Thank you guys for being so patient with me. I am back. It is December 15th, 2022. I appreciate all of your patience, all of your love, all of your emails, all of your texts, all of the voice notes that you guys sent me telling me that you missed me and couldn't wait till I get back. Well, I am back, and I'm here to stay. Hello, everybody. Hello. How's everybody here? How's everybody going? How's everybody's holidays? I have a lot in store for you. So we were formerly the Philly Drone Podcast. That's the Philly Drone Podcast. Is still, we're going to be under the Philly Drone Podcast, but I definitely want to go ahead and introduce my newest project, which is going to be called the September in the City Project. So the September in the City Project is basically just going to be me and various guests. I'll have different guests sitting with me, guest hosts, that's going to help me get through the topics and certain situations. I'm still going to have my Philly news and what's going on, my celebrity gossip, et cetera, et cetera. And you also can look forward to me just bringing a lot of, you know, good things to the table. The Hey Miss September letter is still going to be here. That's definitely not going nowhere. So for all of you, yes, I am back. Today is December the 15th, Wednesday. Your local WCW resident WCW is here, and we're just going to go ahead and get into it today. My guys are doing really good. My Sixers are doing good. My Eagles, shout out to the Eagles. The Eagles are 12-1. Go Birds. You know what? I smell a Super Bowl coming. And if the Super Bowl isn't coming, we're a hell of a lot close to it. Going to jump into some little Philly news. It does look like, according to Fox 29, Philly schools may be returning to virtual learning, because it looks like a lot of the staff is sick. They're short staff due to other reasons. And a lot of the children are sick. So it's basically like, with the pandemic, you have the flu, you have COVID, you have the COVID, and you have the RSV going around. And let me tell you, I've been blessed to never have COVID, but I had the flu and it nearly took me out. Okay, it was horrible. Not to mention, and recently I had, about a month or two ago, I had a viral illness, and it probably is what they say that the kids are having, RSV, but they just said I had a viral illness. I thought it was COVID, wasn't COVID. I thought it was the flu, wasn't flu. They just said I had a viral illness, but I was like, damn. So yeah, everybody be safe. Make sure that you are washing your hands. You are just taking care of yourself, okay? And, you know, take care of these babies. Check on your loved ones, you know, and make sure that that they're doing good. And it's also cold outside, too. So make sure that everyone is doing well. You know, you'd be surprised. A lot of people are going through a lot of things. So just make sure you check on everyone, your loved ones, and make sure that they're doing good. Speaking of that, I want to send my condolences out to Twitch. For those of you who don't know who Twitch is, I'm sure most people do, but Twitch was Ellen's DJ, and he was like a dancer. And he allegedly committed suicide the other day. He left his home. It appears from what I was seeing that his family was making statements that I guess he must have been going through whatever he was going through. And I'm not sure if he had already threatened to commit suicide or whatever, but it does look like his family did know that he was going through some issues. And it's sad. That's why I said check on your loved ones, check on your strong friends, check on those who you think may have it all, or those who you think that just because they put on a smile, they may not always be happy and, you know, and whatever. But send my condolences out to his family. He left behind a wife and three beautiful children. Ellen did put out a statement. And to those, you know, who did watch the show, I wasn't really a big Ellen fan, but, you know, I did like to see the segments with him dancing and dance with the children. And then I just seen a TikTok that he just did with his kids recently, and it just made me really sad to see that someone that looked like they were so full of life would go ahead and take their own life. So those of you, if you are... you know, I'm going to go ahead and throw the suicide hotline out there. It's 1-800-273-8255. And it says if you dial 988 from your phone, that will also, that'll get you to someone if you need to speak to someone. So, yeah, we're going to go ahead and keep going. One of the hottest stories that are out right now is basically the Megan Thee Stallion and the Megan Thee Stallion versus Tory Lanez. Oh my goodness, this story has been going on for 2 years, and it doesn't even, well, you know what, it does seem like it's been 2 years. I'm not even going to lie and say that it doesn't seem like it's been 2 years, because it does. It seems like it's been longer than 2 years, and I'm kind of glad that it's almost over, like, because it's, I'm just tired of hearing about it. I'm over it. Okay, so for those of y'all who hear what's going on in the background, you know, I'm a little domesticated. I got the cat in the background. I'm getting breakfast and everything, started to get my coffee. So Tory Lanez, what do you guys think about this story? Because at this particular point, I'm just ready for it to be over. I do feel that there's a lot of inconsistencies within the story. I think that a lot of us lost sight of what actually happened. There is a black woman that is a victim in all of this. And I see that people are throwing other things into it, basically saying like, oh, well, she slept with this person. Who cares who she slept with? Her vagina isn't on trial. The fact that she was shot at or shot, however y'all want to put it, that's the main thing. Who shot her is what we really care about. Was it Kelsey? Was it Tory? The gun was Tory's. So either way, there's some charges that most likely would be brought up. And like I said, this is the state of California versus Tory Lanez. I'm pretty sure that a lot of you have already heard the story, know what's going on. So I'm not really going to get much into it. I'm just going to give my little opinion. And then y'all can elaborate on it. Y'all can write me. Y'all can, you know, tell me exactly how y'all feel, if y'all agree or disagree. But, seems like they got into an exchange. It was at a party. Allegedly, Tory was flirting with Kylie, and I think Megan felt some type of way. But what's weird about Megan feeling some type of way is the fact that it was Megan, Tory, and her best friend, Kelsey. Now, allegedly, she hooked her best friend, Kelsey, up with Tory. I'm not sure. They said that they met around the same time. Now, I don't know if Tory and Kelsey was like kicking it or whatever. They was like dealing with each other. Supposedly, Kelsey had to go back home. She had COVID, which is, I believe, in Houston. She went back to Houston to get her health back in order. And she came back there at the party. She had no idea that during her absence that Tory and Megan were hooking up. Now, I don't know if Tory and Kelsey were intimate or, you know, I mean, because it's been situations where, you know, you may meet a guy or a guy may have interest in your girlfriend and then it may never went anywhere. A little bit of flirting, phone conversations. And then, you know, you and that person may find, you know, maybe a little connection. And it's like, oh, damn, wow. You know, but I feel like if that was the case, it was fair game, and they should have let Kelsey know instead of her having to find out during a drunken night. And then a whole bunch of emotions are flown. But it's definitely given that he may have been sleeping with both of them from what it's, you know, where it's going. I don't know. I'm just saying. I wasn't there. That's just what I'm going off. They got into it. They said Tory made some Megan made some comments. They were asked to leave the party. Let me rewind. They asked to leave the party. They were acting a little belligerent. They said Megan was drunk. They said Kylie asked them, tapped them on the shoulder. What you about to do? You know, they end up leaving the party. They got into the exchange, whatever happens. The moral of the story is a black woman was shot, right? I don't know who shot her. At this particular point, I can't even say I don't care who shot her, because I do care, because I want to know. I feel like there was, you know, when it comes, like, I'm leaning towards Tory, because at that point, it's like, Tory, why are you, they allegedly, he offered $1 million to Kelsey. And after her testimony yesterday, it's given that she maybe have taken the money and he paid for her lawyers, because they asked a couple questions and, you know, she wanted to, oh, I want to exercise my amendment, blah, 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 I plead the fifth, da, 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 da. And it's like, well, but you had so much to say back in September. You couldn't wait to go to trial to tell your story. You and your best friend fell out, quote unquote. I'm sure that your best friend has been taking well good care of you prior to this incident. And y'all not going to tell me that my best friend isn't Megan Thee Stallion and I'm not reaping certain benefits, which is why you were right up under her. But it's given she doesn't want to go to jail. There's supposedly, it's a rumor that she was offered some sort of immunity. Now, I don't know what that is. They said that it wasn't confirmed. That was just like a rumor. And after that, I think that they were a little upset with her after that testimony yesterday. So I don't really even know. We're just looking forward to today. And it's a new day. So I'll be back with more of that next week. Or maybe I'll come in the middle of the week. Who knows? Depends on if the defense rests. Who knows? I might come back with it. You just never know. But I really just want this to be over, because I feel like this girl has been traumatized for 2 years, and I feel like we've been brought in the middle. It's like a bad, going through a bad divorce with your parents, or like a bad breakup, and you're just like in the middle, and I feel like we're really in the middle, I'm over it. So I really just want her to get justice, and it's fucked up that, you know, congratulations to Kelsey. She gave birth to a baby during this time. So she has a baby. So she has a reason why she definitely doesn't want to go to jail. So, I mean, I would think that if she didn't do it, she would be truthful and she would want to do whatever she is. And that's probably why she wanted immunity, because like, look, I got a baby now. I definitely can't go to jail. I don't know. But, you know, we'll keep you guys posted on this story going further. Yeah, it's a lot. That was a lot, wasn't it? Yeah, that was definitely a lot. All right, we're going to move on to Carisha, please. Oh, my God. So Diddy welcomed a new baby back in October and Love Sean Combs, something like that. He posted up like welcoming the baby. I thought he was trolling. I actually thought that it was a new album or a car or a project that he was doing. Unfortunately, it wasn't. He actually welcomed a baby. And so the girls were upset. I mean, those of y'all who know that Diddy, you know, he has a little lineup of chicks that he deals with. Carisha being one of them. 50 Cent's baby mom, another girl named Gina. You know, it does look like he definitely likes playing in the sushi pond, and he does like his Asians. So, yeah, it's almost like after Cassie left, he kind of went haywire. What do you guys think about Diddy and Carisha's relationship? Do you think that it's given sugar daddy pedophile? Or what do you guys think about that? Anyway, it's been confirmed that he's had a new baby by a girl named Dana Tran. She's supposed to be 28 years old. And so allegedly married. I don't know how true that is. They said she went ahead and deleted her social media and everything after, you know, the people found her, because the people are going to find you, honey. It doesn't matter where you are. You can search high. They're going to search high, search low. Ask Drake, he'll tell you. Yeah, so she went ahead and deleted her social media because she didn't want shame. You know, shame went on smoke. I guess Diddy probably told her, like, girl, just go ahead and just leave the group chat, because it's about to get crazy, okay? So, yeah, it looks like, you know, Carisha was going back and forth exchanging words with people. So, I was like, okay, they made it known that they're not together. Carisha's young. She's doing what she's supposed to do, having fun, enjoying your life. You know, I don't really think that, I mean, not to say that they don't take each other serious, but they've made it known that they aren't in a committed relationship. So when that's an understanding, it really doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. Now, I don't know how I would feel if he just took and gave, you know, had a baby in the middle. I don't know, but who's to say? I don't know. Maybe she knew. Who knows? That's really not any of our business. And why do we care? But we do, because that's just how it is. But yeah, leave Carisha alone. Let her continue. Diddy, you're going to have to up that. You're going to have to up that allowance, because I got to deal with a baby too. And I got to deal with academics and all these other blogs and all these other people coming at me sideways, and you pretty much just publicly embarrassing me. They said that Diddy went ahead. Diddy did put out a public tweet, and he said, like, listen here now, that's my baby girl. You're not, you know, that's my shorty doo-wop or whatever he calls her, and y'all not gonna play with her. Like, I take her personal. Fuck out of here. As you should. I mean, we already knew that. It was very much given that she called, like, you know what, motherfucker, you better say something, because I'm about to go the fuck off. And if I tell these motherfuckers that I was pegging you last night, yeah, I'm expose you. It could have happened. I don't know, but who knows? Anyway, Carisha, go ahead, girl. I wish you the best of luck. Keep getting what you're getting from this nigga, and don't worry about these little Asian hoes. They may be trying to fucking team up on you. But, yeah, you young, enjoy your life. Like, what the hell? I can't say we've all been there. Some of us have been there where we've been in situations where we dealt with certain things because of a man's status and because of the fact that we cared about them and loved them. We were just young. And that's shit that you deal with when you're younger. But as you get older, you get wiser, and you don't settle for certain shit. So, Carisha, I did hear that her podcast was canceled. I actually liked her podcast. I love the set, and I actually like Carisha. I can't say that I watched it, like, too much, or I was excited to see it, because I think some of the guests that she had just really didn't really interest me. But I did like the idea of her having a podcast, but, you know, it's not for everybody. Diddy, if you're looking to fill that spot, if you're listening, I'm available. I don't know if it was in LA or not, though, but. Or Miami, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Well, I work remotely, so I don't know. I might can make a break. But, I mean, let me know, Diddy, if you're listening. Justin, Quincy, Christian, if any of y'all listening. Let me know. I'm available. Yeah, so, you know, we wish y'all the best. Oh, wait. Almost forgot. Don't you know, after all of that, why was Diddy spotted walking around with holding hands after the baby? All that. He got the girls in the uproar, okay? They in a whole mosh pit fighting and kicking and scratching. And this nigga walking down the street holding hands with a Lori Harvey / Carisha lookalike. Says she's an Instagram model. I forgot what her name is. I didn't look into her too much, but they definitely did. The pictures were out there. She's a cute girl. Diddy is just definitely out here enjoying life. And, I mean, if y'all bitches ain't falling in line, then I don't know what to tell you. But I'm still available, Diddy. I'm just here to report the news. I'm not trying to out you or not like that. Wait, did y'all see the latest news about Little Fizz? What the fuck is going on? I didn't even see the actual picture. But I don't know. So Little Fizz, formerly known as B2K, is under scrutiny because they're basically saying that he has an OnlyFans and he's out here posting pictures of his booty hole, of his struggle boonchy cat is what they called it. And I didn't see it, so I really can't. I can only go by what I saw. I mean, what I heard, basically, because I really didn't have any. I didn't go to Twitter. I didn't Google. I didn't do any of that because I have no desire of seeing Little Fizz's booty hole. So I don't know if he's trying to appeal to the LGBTQIA. I hope I said that right. No shade. I just can never get it right because, I mean, why would I need to? I don't know if he's trying to appeal to them. I don't know if straight, like, and to me, a straight man shouldn't be showing any pictures of the asshole. So maybe that's your way of showing that you're available. Or maybe that's your way of, I don't know. But they said it's really bad. They said it's beat up really bad. So I'm going to go ahead and start a GoFundMe. Intern, can you start the GoFundMe today? I'll be posting a link. We're going to go ahead and get little Fizz. We don't need him out here like that. We going to get him together. We going to get him a we're going to get him a bussy rejuvenation. A Boonchy Cat rejuvenation. Dr. Miami, if you listening, let me know how much it's going to be. Can we get a discount? Little Fizz can, you know, if you do that, Little Fizz can bring you a lot of, because I know there's a lot of bitches out here who can use that. Yeah, a little booty hole rejuvenation. So we're going to go ahead and do the GoFundMe. I'll start off. I got $7. I'll be the first person that I'm going to go ahead and donate. So once it's up, I'll post the link for those of y'all that can donate. I know it's the holidays. You may not have it. But we don't want our boy Lil Fizz out here doing it. I know Amarion, if you listening, Amarion people, April, any of y'all can donate. I appreciate that too. Yeah, so I'm gonna get off a little Fizz booty hole because it's a little awkward to be discussing. But I'll post the link if you guys want to go ahead and donate. I really do appreciate it. Like I said, I know it's the holidays. You know, we prefer the kind that folds, but if you have the kind that jiggles, we'll take that as well. That's a little Coming to America reference. I might have fucked that up, but that's one of my movies. But yeah, guys, I just wanted to just jump in, get my foot out there, and give y'all a little bit of news that's going on. Y'all can look forward to seeing me weekly. Like I said, I'm going to have a lineup of guests. I've spoke to different people that I feel like we have good conversations and close friends of mine that I think that we can have good discussions with. And then I did reach out to a few people, and a few people have reached out to me about becoming guests. Y'all guys know I'm real bougie about who I bring on because I can't just, you know, I don't have a problem with promoting you. I will post it. I will, you know, definitely promote. But as far as having, you know, anybody on the show, you have to be able to carry and hold the conversation and relate to what it is that I got going on here. If you don't, then that's probably why I don't ask you to be a part of it, because I just like to get on here, talk my shit, do my thing, and bounce. So yeah, there's that. I don't got no letter today, y'all. I know y'all look forward to seeing the letters. You know, I know y'all look forward to hearing the letters, but I do have a couple in a tuck, but I'm not going to read no letter today. Like I said, I just wanted to get my feet in. Tell everybody hello. Like I said, it is December 15, 2022. September in the City is here, introducing. Hello, hello, hello. Look forward to seeing me. You might even look forward to seeing me on your timeline. You might see me at your local mall, restaurant, whatever, because this is September in the City, so you just never know where your girl might, you know, pop out. You know what I'm saying? So you just never know. But like I said, I appreciate you guys for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. So yeah, good night.